It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
So what?
Fitz. You know what? You know what the question was? I said,
stop.
What do you think's going to happen with Kuminga? And he said, so what?
Oh, man.
Fitz, he gets it.
You talk about a baby being born, man. that drop does something to me.
By the way, I've come up with something original.
We'll be the judge of that.
I've come up with my Bay Area Mount Writermore. Bay Area Mount Sports Writermore. The five greatest Bay Area writers in my lifetime.
Usually there's four.
Well, you know what? And I get that. But as you know, we're headed toward a fifth head on the Mount Rushmore. And it's coming, and I think you know it's coming. So there will be five right in your face.
There's
and
not
so,
a lot of... Have you seen it live? In person?
Have you?
Yeah.
How is it?
There's not a lot of space.
You can put... the one's going to go on... The next one's going on top.
Oh, it's going on top.
On top of everybody. Are you ready? No particular order. These are the greatest sports writers in my lifetime in the Bay Area. Tim Kuhn, he's a lock. He's a lock. Unbelievable writer. Used to work for the Chronicle.
Yeah.
Unbelievable takeout writer. Tremendous feature writer. And if there's a need, he can get into investigative if he needed to.
That's big.
Tim Kuhn. Bruce Jenkins. The venerable Bruce Jenkins. One of the greatest of all time.
I'm a journalist with words.
Number three, Scott Osler.
Scotty!
Made his bones in Los Angeles, but came up to the Bay and established his bona fides up here.
Get back to arguing now.
Yeah. Number four, Ray Ratto. Ray Ratto.
I'm going to text him. He made it.
One of the greatest writers of all time, and actually... You can enjoy reading Ray Ratto, and if you've ever watched him write, that is also very entertaining.
Rats!
That is great, man.
You ever see him do that?
Yeah.
Does that with his hands?
We worked with him.
And then fifth, this guy can write. Andy Baggerly. Baggerly of The Athletic. Great writer. Anyway, there they are.
I don't know why when you...
Let me guess, you don't know anything about it, but you're going to disagree.
I grew up in the Bay, so I know all about it. And if I were Evan, I'd clip that and put that out on social. But I got to be honest, Donnie, the way you did the fifth, I thought you were going Marcus Thompson.
I considered Marcus.
I don't know why. Yeah,
I told you.
Oh.
No, I considered Marcus.
No, he's great.
Number six is nothing to scoff at.
No, I told you Goo would hit you with Marcus.
Oh.
Did you... Evan, this is why we vibe, man. Did you really tell him that?
Yeah, and he scoffed at me.
Well, it's mostly because four of these guys are in a different generation. Marcus is still a young man.
But what about Ira Miller? He was great to me.
I thought Ira Miller was absolutely phenomenal.
Go ahead.
As a reporter. I'm not saying he was not a great writer. He's in the Hall of Fame, for goodness sakes. He's among the best. These guys have just a little bit of flair.
What about our girl, Ann Killian?
She's up there.
All right.
She's up there. I only have room for five.
I got you.
Scott and Hayward.
Osler?
He's on. Osler's on. Hey, Scott. He says I'm missing somebody. What's up, Scott? How you doing, buddy?
Steiny, love you like the brother I never wanted, but man, you got a glaring omission.
Well,
Hold on, stop.
Just give me hints. Don't tell me. Give me a hint of who I missed. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, here we go.
San Francisco Chronicle.
Okay.
Legendary Bay Area writer.
Glenn Dickey?
No.
Lowell Cohn?
The great Art Rosenbaum.
You know what? Okay, Scott, that's fair. That is fair.
Wow, Steiny.
Touch before my time. But
he's also my uncle, so I got to get him.
Family first.
I remember him though from the Sporting Green, right?
Yeah, Sporting Green, absolutely.
All right. No, I appreciate that, Scott. No, the name's very familiar.
And I got another name.
Art Spander's got to probably be on there somewhere too.
What about Grant's dad, Lowell Cohn? Stoddy, he would go there.
Yeah, they're all worthy of honorable mentions.
I got you.
I believe.
I got you.
Yeah. You know, somebody saying, Stoddy, what about Slater? Like, Slater's a great writer. I consider he's a reporter, so like those guys start a little below. Like they're a little bit different genre. Yeah.
All right, I hear.
So
you.
I'm not saying he doesn't belong. I'm just saying he was
Monty Poole. I remember he used to write, Steiny. Well, he still does, but you know, he's doing
it. Monty's terrific, but just because you can write doesn't get you on the list. You got to be able to write well. And I'm not referring to Monty Poole.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's not room for everybody. This isn't the Naismith Hall of Fame. We have some standards. We just don't let anybody and everybody in. Yeah, it's a tough list to break into.
Lowell Dickey?
There's nobody by that name.
Glenn Dickey.
Okay. I didn't think he was a great writer, but he was very provocative.
Glenn, man, I remember
his
He was
not afraid to get people mad at him. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey.
So I just wanted to, I don't know. Everyone's talking about all the injuries. We're talking about, to me, which is laughable, the quote unquote quarterback controversy. I want to fast forward a little bit, and I agree with you, Steiny, and you might play devil's advocate here. You know, they are 3-1. You'll always take a win. They could very easily be 0-4 at the same time. And I think that's why a lot of fans are, bringing up the nuances and talking about the offensive line and talking about all these issues, right? But do you realize, including Trey Lance, who played, two regular season games, every single quarterback, every single one under Kyle and John has been seriously injured. Everyone. So I know Trey Lance might have broken his own ankle, whatever, but we're talking about a decade, okay? These guys have been here a full decade. And Dominic Pooney's the best offensive lineman they've drafted. Bosa's the best defensive lineman they've drafted, who fell into their laps at number two. I'm not going to go over all the misses, but we talk about how, all these teams talk about how the game is won and lost in the trenches. Like, it's just so glaringly obvious that's the issue on both sides of the ball. And guess what? It's been the issue, going back to me saying every single quarterback has had a serious injury on this team. It's either the offensive line, the way Kyle's, running these plays and managing the offense, or both. I mean, look at Brock Purdy in his rookie year against Philly. He schemes up a play where he deliberately doesn't block Riddick and just blows up Purdy's elbow. Like, that's on Kyle. That's on the line. So, again, I'm going to keep it short. 9 years. You have to, I read some comments on the YouTube chat or whatever, and I don't have a profile
we got
or anything,
you, right,
but I read them.
We got
and the guy, and the guy, it's like, 9 years, we're talking about, we need to rebuild. Trent's done. Kittle's old, often injured. Fred Warner's getting older. You got all these draft picks. These kids are not, they're nobody. D. Winters hurt yesterday at the end of the game. They went all in drafting a kicker in the third round in Jake Moody. It didn't pan out. He's gone. Like, we're about to enter a rebuild. So you have to wonder, are Kyle and John the guys that you want leading the rebuild, or is it going to have to be like a Philadelphia Eagles back with Andy Reid and McNabb, and he learns lessons elsewhere, and, whatever, he goes to win, and Philadelphia rebuilds, and now they're a contender every year. Like, I'm telling you guys, that's where it's going.
All right.
We're going to enter a full rebuild. Who do you want leading the helm? Have a good day, gentlemen.
Wow. Appreciate it. I don't disagree with you. That word's going to be interesting as long as Purdy's the quarterback, because if a rebuild comes in, a year or two, now you're talking about a rebuild with a quarterback that's been around for 6 years.
Man.
I'm just saying, we're going to say, they still have Purdy. Bosa will probably still be on the roster. I don't know. I hear you on that one in terms of what are they going to do in a couple of years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Purdy will be their quarterback, though.
Now on paper, you're right. But, how well will he be playing? That was a lot right there.
No. It is a lot. The offensive line, a lot of people don't think that
Youngsters on defense.
Have a priority with it, and that's a problem.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Sean in Petaluma. What's going on, Sean? How you doing? I'm not ready to say.
I'm good. Hey,
hold on real quick. Hold on, Sean. I'll give you for sure. You can't say Purdy's injury prone right now. He misses 5, 6, 7, 8 games, gotcha. But he's not injury prone right now. Yeah. If we're week 12 and he's played 4 games, we can start to talk about it as a possibility, but I don't think we're there yet. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Dave. All right. I just want to say, can we all just get along? You know, at the end of the day, we all got to get along. You know what I'm saying? But I'll just say, like, what I saw yesterday or on Sunday from Purdy was overthrows, underthrows, and just a complete mess. But I think what we need is a freestyle. Hey, here we go. Bring it back. Hey, I was going to pay Purdy. He got 50, looking like he should have got 30, waking up early. Got to keep it cool. We about to play the Rams. We going to get it, fool. Guru, that's my dude. It's a freestyle. We going to keep it real cool. I'm 8 miles from the Bay. Yeah, it's like the Nile. Keep it cool. Real.
My man. That just puts me. Do you know the guts that took? And we didn't even see it coming.
We lose our screeners? We lose our screeners?
How do you stop?
Nahegan wouldn't have let that get through.
Please, this is the show of talent.
No, that was all right.
Looney left. All the screens left.
That was great. Oh, man. Bonte, don't forget to pay that off. You said you had some smoke for him.
Oh.
Yeah. Here we
okay.
go.
If you want to have wordplay here, and it's not just Bonte.
Okay.
I'm just messing. Right. But people are like, there's no such thing as an easy schedule.
Oh, I thought you were going to division.
There's no easy games. Mm. You know, how can you say the schedule's easy? Okay. There's no such thing as an easy. Okay, fine. You want to play that? Fine. There's no easy wins in the NFL. Fine. The 49ers have the most winnable games on their schedule than any team in the league. All right. You want to look at it that way? We can look at it that way. Okay, I agree. There's no easy games. But this schedule is the least challenging schedule of any team in the NFL, and it's based on records from last year, and those are just facts.
Okay.
Hey, listen, stop complaining or saying these people that think the easy, it's not easy. It's hey, you earned this schedule.
No doubt.
Own it.
But I got something.
You earned this schedule. Right. Own it.
Right.
It's an easy schedule, relatively speaking, to 31 other teams in the league. That's math.
Okay, but I feel like you're omitting the fact that that is an easy-ass schedule predicated on the Niners being at full strength. And that's why
it's
even
still
the
easy.
Saints took you down to the wire.
But it's still
you
an
lost
easy
to the
schedule.
Jags.
Okay. It just is.
Yeah, but when you're at full health.
Right. Well, you're not. So
and you may not be.
Okay. So the way I look at it is
games,
you're not at
gone
full,
down to the wire
you're
and
not
you
at
lost
full,
one
You're
up.
Not at full health.
Okay.
But you still have the easiest schedule in the league. So let's still be competitive. That's all.
I thought you were coming at him with smoke.
Would you like to know the 49ers remaining strength of schedule?
I would like it. I would love it. Oh boy!
The 30th.
Thanks, Evan.
Yeah, I didn't like
thought
that.
He was going to get
yeah,
me.
Not
too.
The easiest.
I thought he was going to get
Evan.
Me.
It's not
I was
the easiest.
Waiting on 3 or 4. It's a 30th. But when you're dealing, I know you because I talk to you outside of work, and you're different, and you know it's easier.
Here's the other thing about this schedule. If they do...
They just lost to Jacksonville at home.
If they do...
Jacksonville's 3-1.
Get relatively whole, and they go 8-9, then blow it up! Then blow the damn thing up if you go 8-9 and you're relatively healthy.
Guys that are
please.
Out for the year that's on your books big time in Bosa.
Okay.
You don't know what he's going to be when he comes
again,
back.
If you
paid the quarterback, I think you know what you. He's a good quarterback, but you got me thinking,
listen,
Sonny, what if they miss?
Then they stink. Like if one of two things is going to happen. Okay, they're going to play without Bosa.
Yeah.
They're going to get guys back. They still have this schedule.
And lose guys.
Well, then they're not going to go anywhere. Mm. And then... What you realize is you got to make a decision on these guys who can't stay healthy. Right. Yeah. Oh, here's the other one.
What?
Any given Sunday.
Al Pacino.
Yes. Any given Sunday. It doesn't say every Sunday. Any given Sunday, you can get beat. not every Sunday. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in other words, any given Sunday means a few games you can get beat by a team that's less than you.
Yeah, but I'm having fun with you. But you do understand when you're battered, forget the Niners.
Right.
It becomes easier to be every given Sunday.
If I'm battered, I would love having the schedule the Niners have.
Okay, no, I got that for you.
Well, they are battered. Kyle Shanahan has just reported that Brock Purdy will be a DNP on the practice report today, as will Ricky Pearsall, listed as a non-participant in today's practice.
Like, let's
wow.
No, this is unbelievable.
Is this the most unbelievable? No. So, in other words, they both might not play, which we knew at the beginning of the day, but this is unreal.
No, you got me thinking about Herm and Pearsall. And when they announced that he was coming in, there's no doubt that I'm in love with the dude, the player, when he's healthy. But Stani, do you harken back to what Herm said and how every time he makes a big ass catch, he's on the ground hurt, and now he's got a PCL. It's serious, but I just find that par for the course. That you got to be the dude made a great one-handed catch just this past Sunday, gets up, does the dance, the TO stuff, and then lays back down and now might not be available. And I'm asking you seriously, are you saying who? Why are you flummoxed?
Yes.
Go back to what Herm told you. But I didn't know it was going to look like this. Guy catches one-handed pass, and when he's out there, he's incredible. But then he'll make a catch, and then he's on the ground.
Right, so when Herb Edwards says, you got to protect this kid from himself, he gets hurt, you kind of think it's a line. You ignore it.
Until you see it or live
it. And you make fun of him, and then it happens, and you're like, so Herb Edwards might have known something. Well, duh, he coached the kid in college. Again, with all these injuries, I look at them all different. Ricky Pearsall, you drafted a guy who wasn't an Iron Man, plain and simple. Man. That was on his resume coming out of college. That one.
Yeah, and don't put Apollo Crews, I love you. Quarterback got him hurt. No, he didn't. That was a regular catch.
Let's go to Jeff in San Jose. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
I just gotta say, man, I love you and Steiny. You guys get me through the day every day.
Thanks, man.
You guys are so good.
You need a doctor's appointment. Go ahead.
Steiny, I resonate with you so much, and then like you, man, you got the passion, bro. Wow. And then Evan is so good. But my thing with Brock Purdy is like, I don't think we should ever pay him.
Wow.
I just don't.
When did you feel that way?
Him.
Be honest. When did you feel that way?
I felt that way from the start. Mm. I'm a Raiders fan, to be honest. My family is like Niners fans, but like, I just didn't ever think this guy was going to be someone that you should have paid $50 million a year to, honestly. Because like, I think what Steiny says is true. Like, it's like, you could put anybody in that system. I think you put Mac Jones in that system, and like they're gonna be successful, right? So I don't know. I just don't think he's not a game changer.
Appreciate the call. I think you can make a case. You know, Purdy's gonna make $40 million next year. Would that be better than paying Mac Jones $8 million? The point is kind of moot because you've done it already.
Yeah, but you got me thinking and you list all the quarterbacks, and that was the market. But Steiny, because we disagree on this, if you're telling me you paid a system quarterback that much bread and you didn't look around to see how long the system could hold up, then that's a mistake.
Well, system's Kyle. Make no mistake. Kyle is the system, I think. Don't you?
I do some of it, but the system should know then what's up with the run game, or make some enhancements, improvements to the run game, like that call.
It's four games. What's been the best part of Kyle Shanahan's offense? Like, they run the ball. They haven't run it for four games. Doesn't mean
they've thrown it for four games.
TC's in Sacramento. What's up, TC? How you doing, man?
T
Hey, TC, what's going on?
What's up?
What's up?
Steiny and Goo, what's up? Hey, man, so listen, check it out. I got a few callers ago. They say the truth hurt, right? When that caller came out and spent time, are we in a rebuild year? And do you want Kyle and John at the helm of this rebuild? The answer is no. And I'm glad that everybody is starting to see the writing on the wall with these dudes. Mac Jones can get in and do what he wants to do anyway. What you got to you lose, Kyle? What you got? This the guy you wanted anyway, so you might as well throw him out there. Quit playing games. We just talking about the $60 million that we paid Brock. We all knew we should have paid Brock. Now everybody want to go back and say, man, hey, I think he was right. I don't know if he wanted to pay. Well, we said it from the jump. Now everybody want to come around. I'm just glad that a lot of smart people, smart Niner fans I'm talking about, are finally opening up their eyes and seeing the big picture, bro. That's all I call with, man. I'm happy that people are starting to open up their eyes, dog. That's all I got.
I appreciate it, TC.
And, Stoney, we could be in Timbuktu, Alaska. When you paid Brock that money, the stuff that comes with the bread from the fan base comes with it. And with that, I don't care, system, no system, expectations, and they look at you different. And he ain't even in year one of that contract.
I actually don't look at Brock different.
Sounds like some old.
I look at Shanahan different. If this guy doesn't
pan out,
yeah, it's on Shanahan. Will we give him a pass? The other thing is, I don't know where they are in terms of finished product, rebuild, whatever, but it's completely fair question to ask. If they are rebuilding, do you want Kyle Shanahan to be the rebuilder? I'm sure he would say, well, I've done it before when I got here. Two bad years, and then we started flying. But I don't know that people want to hear that it's a rebuild. But it's absolutely fair. You want Steve Kerr coaching a Warrior rebuild? I don't.
I don't think he wants to.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, just for Thursday, Sonny, it sounds like Brock will miss his second game.
Right. And am I the only one? Oh, yeah. Let me get to this. This is Shanahan. Okay. Thank you, Evan. Shanahan just spoke to the media. Here's what he said about Thursday and the injuries to Purdy and Pearsall.
Injuries for today, Ricky Pearsall, knee, won't practice. Jordan Watkins, calf, won't practice. CJ West, thumb, won't practice. Robert Beal, ankle, won't practice. Purdy, toe, won't practice. Juwan Jennings, ankle/ribs, won't practice. Yitor, knee, limited. Renardo, neck, limited. D. Winters, knee, limited. Mikael Williams, wrist oblique, limited. That's it.
They can take the Cadillac to L.A. You don't sound like you need a plane. I thought that's a lot.
Why I missed
it? There were a lot of people dealing with something. Thank you, Evan.
But why? Because I missed it. Yeah, it was funny.
You don't
have a
lot of healthy people to me. It feels like.
Like you're only going to need four seats.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank My bad. No, that's good. That was good.
Oh, Stoney, I appreciate the late delay. Oh, dude, I get
it. Like a short bus down there?
But what I got to tell you, just how you irritated me today is I think you think I'm over here. If somehow they don't make the offs,
you're a baby.
I'm giving them a pass.
You're a crybaby about injuries.
No, I'm
that's
not.
All.
I am not.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Did I cry for Jimmy Butler in the playoffs?
I cried for Curry.
No, I cried about Jimmy not doing all his tailbone. I went off. You can't shoot like that in two games. You got to beat them up. Come on. I don't do that with injuries.
No, but then you back off and you say, hey, Slotty, I think Butler was hurt. I was unfair to him.
Never said that.
It's like,
that.
Goo.
Never said that. I was unfair.
You were.
Please. You were. Kuminga. Dude, what is going on? No, seriously.
We know exactly what's going on. It's played out in the public.
All
you got to do is pay attention.
Okay, but I want closure.
And you'll know what's happening.
No, what did he sign? That's what I mean by closure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Crossover next.